Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, March 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks fall as banking sector concerns grow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 281 points to close at 31,875. The S&P 500 was down 27 points, but the Nasdaq finished the day in positive territory, up 6. Investors moved out of stocks and into the haven of government bonds, fearing the potential for tremors in the global banking system. A rally in regional U.S. banking stocks ran out of steam. First Republic Bank fell 21.4%. S&P Global Ratings pushed the bank's bonds into junk debt territory by downgrading them 4 notches to BB+. Some of the nation's biggest banks also declined, including Citigroup, down 5.4%, and Wells Fargo, which fell 3.3%. But not every financial stock got hammered. Comerica shares rose 3%, and Charles Schwab was up 5%. Meanwhile, the sell-off in energy stocks has picked up steam, leading the market lower as investors dumped risky assets. ExxonMobil fell 5%, Halliburton dropped 9%, and Marathon Petroleum was down 4%. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.